This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Junkies live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. If you're handy like that, go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. John Feinstein will join us in just about an hour at 8 a.m. So I touched on it before we took the break. The NFL came up with their latest in the COVID vaccine policy for the 2021 season yesterday, announcing that if a COVID outbreak prevented a game from being played, the game would be forfeited and that both teams would lose their game checks for the week. Both teams would walk away from the match without their weekly salaries. Apparently, does not look like the NFL is willing to reschedule games.
Basically, so are they not going to do what they did before, where they would give teams till Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday to get clear? Remember how we had some games like on Tuesday, Wednesday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think that's happening.
They didn't cancel any games.
They are setting themselves up for a nightmare.
Yeah. I think that they'll do everything in their power to make the games up.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt that
they're not going to leave themselves an extra week.
They're not going to leave the 19th week. You're right.
So here's what they're doing, obviously. They're doing everything in their power to force guys to get vaccinations. And that's fine. Everybody has their own thoughts on it. I think it's up
to each
individual.
You can't make someone put something in their body. I'm sorry, you can't do it.
Especially something that...
Not in this country.
Look, I took the vaccine. My wife took the vaccine.
I took it too.
But I would never
because I chose
tell
to.
Someone... Right. I would
right.
never say, hey, you have to do this, especially when it's been approved under an emergency use. It's still experimental.
It was created like 12 months ago. No one knows what's in it.
We don't know the long term. But I still encourage it for certain people based on your age or whatever. But... It's up to you and your doctor. And
of course. Right.
But from the NFL side, it's a private business. And if they feel like by you not getting the vaccine, you're jeopardizing the business, that's why they're putting this into place.
Greg
Sankey of the SEC did pretty much the same thing.
Right.
Okay. He's not forcing guys to get vaccinated, but mm-hmm. they're saying they're so worried that the 2021 season won't happen mm-hmm. because last year was such a debacle. I mean, some teams played no games. Some teams played six. Some teams played eight. Some teams played 11. So none of these commissioners want that to happen again. So they, without actually saying it, they're saying it.
Right. But here's where they're coming into a problem. And, I'm pro-vaccine. I think vaccines are great. A lot of these guys are testing positive after they've had the vaccine, right? They know this. And the hope is that it's preventing serious illness. And it looks like that's probably the case.
Mm-hmm.
But like the Yankees, for example, I believe they've had at least 14 guys vaccinated test positive.
Correct.
So what I think they should do, and no one cares what I think, is if you've been vaccinated,
stop testing.
Way limit the testing. The asymptomatic testing for vaccinated people, you don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to test people that have been unvaccinated and that's kind of the penalty, fine. Test them to the blue in the face because they've decided against the vaccination for whatever reason, so you want to test them because they're likely to probably have a more symptomatic case that will spread more.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the guys that have had the vaccinations that are having the breakthrough cases, most of them are asymptomatic or they have mild sniffles.
Yeah. Well, here's the stats. More than 78% of players league-wide have received at least one shot,
right.
But only 14 of the 32 teams have crossed the 85% threshold so far. So not even half the teams have had their players, or less than 78%, or more than 78% take both shots, both right. vaccinations.
And Washington is one of those teams.
And Washington's one.
That's well below the number.
But I think that they're going to do everything in their – look, if the players don't like it, stand up. 1,500 guys say, all right, we're not playing if you're going to make us get vaccinated.
Well, they're not going to
– then they're not going to get paid.
I know. They won't do that. Some of them are pissed off.
Some guys who are at the top of the salary food chain might be able to do that. But the rank and file in the NFL,
I understand
those guys
that.
Are not getting paid – $10, $15, or $20 million a year.
Right. Understood. But you just.
That's why they're going to get both shots, ultimately.
Yeah.
Most of them.
And hopefully there are no issues.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's going to be an issue as long as they continue to asymptomatically test vaccinated folks. That to me seems unnecessary. Why are we even having vaccines then if we don't trust them and we're just going to. And we think it doesn't really do that much? Test the unvaccinated people to your blue in the face. That seems fair.
I wonder if there's going to be guys who are just against it and will refuse to play if they force the second shot.
I don't think they're going to force them, but they'll just have this unwritten pressure.
Yeah. I think there might be some, but I would guess that number is going to be very small.
Yeah, and I think if this number is very small, you're not going to have a huge COVID outbreak.
Well, no.
That will cancel a game.
Right.
No, I think you're going to have COVID outbreaks from unvaccinated and vaccinated folks that test positive. It's going to happen. Just like it happened with the Yankees, just like it's happening with Olympic athletes, asymptomatically.
I know, but Major League Baseball isn't canceling games just because they canceled one.
Yeah.
The Red Sox-Yankees game was canceled one. But some of these guys are testing positive, and they're not. They're playing the games.
They're managing it, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're not huge outbreaks.
Right, but if we get crazy and go, we're just going to be effed for the rest of our life. If we just keep going, you had contact with a vaccinated person who happened to have a breakthrough infection. He's asymptomatic, but because you had contact with him, you can't play for a week.
Right.
If we go down that road, sports is over. Life is over. What's the point?
I don't know. I think that they're going to do everything in their power to get all 17 games in.
Last season sucked. I mean, with the scheduling and players being out.
Having a wide receiver playing quarterback.
It was a bizarre season.
It was bizarre, and it sucked. And I know it sucked for a lot of people on a personal level, but for sports, it sucked. And I was looking forward to not doing it again. And now it just seems like we're going down that road.
Well,
there are people that want us to be tested for the rest of our lives. Every day for the rest of our lives. No matter how many vaccines you take, no matter any boosters you get, they just want to test. And we're setting ourselves up for that.
I'm not a good test taker, Valdez.
I'm not
either. Documented over the
years. I was kind of silly.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you'll be
okay. I don't know. I just think they're going to do everything in their power. That's why they're sending this memo out in July.
Yeah, is this just a big old bluff?
Well, it's not a bluff. It's a scare tactic. It's a threat. You know, I mean.
I'm telling you, you're going to have a ton of vaccinated positives, and then they're going to be in a pickle. What are you going to do when you have 7 guys on a team test positive, but they're asymptomatic.
They had the vaccine.
Hell, they've had the vaccine and they've had COVID because that happens too. Because it's everywhere.
I wonder what percentage of the league had COVID. Had to be a real high percentage.
Probably the same as the population. You know.
Yeah.
Which, for whatever reason, they don't want to give you credit for that, for the natural immunity that you have.
I mean, there are colleges that are pretty much mandating vaccinations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Virginia Tech's making you get the vaccinations.
Yeah, unless you have
unless you have
some doctor's note or something.
Right.
Go by the CDC's estimates, I think the estimates is over 100 million have been exposed and had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
100 million. That's a third of the country.
I wasn't officially diagnosed with it. I thought I had it in February of 20, mm-hmm. but I wasn't diagnosed. They didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Cakes, I don't think you had it.
Not to my knowledge.
Pickle, you might have had it but didn't know.
I've been sick a lot. So
did Mookie Betts have it? He didn't have it. Valdez had it.
I had it.
Yeah. JP had it. My son had it. My son had it in my house, living with me.
My oldest daughter had it. Youngest never had any symptoms. She tested a couple times negative, so maybe she had it, maybe she didn't. I don't know.
The testing's not
even
that good.
My wife didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The testing's not even that. Even you know what's especially not good? The antibody testing is not super accurate.
Yeah, I never
so
had
you
that.
Just never know.
I never had that test.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're sending this out, like Cake said, as a scare tactic. I think they're going to do everything in their power to get all of these games in.
Well,
and if there are 7 guys who test positive 1 week, all right, well, those guys don't play. You don't have to cancel the game.
But what if
the team might not play? That's
well,
they got to do
some roster allow more.
Okay, well,
roster spots.
But if they
pull up guys from the taxi squad. Mm-hmm.
But if they do what they've done in the past, where you've been exposed to this guy, so then now it extends. Like this
all
happened
right,
to my
extends
son in
to
college.
30 guys, yeah.
My son had COVID. Was living with guys that currently had COVID. Mm-hmm. Tested negative a million times because he had natural immunity. He still got screwed, though, and had to quarantine 100 times because he was around guys. Even though he was testing negative all the time, had natural immunity, he had to keep quarantining because he was getting caught up in contact tracing because his best friend had it.
Right.
Even though he kept testing negative. So,
well, I mean,
it's just a nightmare.
The colleges were much more fearful of it than the professional leagues.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw the NFL, were like you said, they were playing games on Wednesday. Major League Baseball, you know, they're having guys test positive. They're playing the games.
If they're willing to be flexible and play a game on Monday or Tuesday to still try to get it in and be reasonable about it, it'll be fine.
Yeah, but that screws everything up. That's a competitive disadvantage. Because remember when the Steelers, they got caught in this scheduling conflict because the Ravens had like an outbreak, and then they're playing like three games in a span of 12
Well, the ones that got screwed
the most
were the Broncos. Yeah. They didn't let the Broncos move. They wanted to penalize them, so they made them play with a wide receiver.
Yeah, they didn't let them move the game.
Yeah, he had to play quarterback. Was he a corner or a wide receiver?
He was a wide receiver.
So they had to make him play quarterback.
Practice squad.
Meanwhile, the other teams, they're giving them 2, 3, 4
leniency.
Days to figure it out.
Yeah. You're a playoff team. They'll give you some leniency.
Why didn't we put our entire 401k on the Saints?
We should have. I mean, again,
they won 31-3.
I don't even know if it was on the board.
Was
it on the board?
I think it was.
Because I think we wanted to.
I think
everything's on the board.
No, sometimes they take games like that off the board.
I think I remember.
The next time that happens, we'll place a sizable wager.
Just think about Maryland last year in football.
Mm-hmm.
They had 4 games canceled.
Right.
Talia, at the end of the year, he wasn't playing. They had the other backup quarterback. They had no shot at winning it.
Don't cancel the West Virginia game. I already have tickets. I've already bought the tickets.
Don't cancel the barbecue.
Don't cancel the tailgate or the game on September 4th. Yeah. Thank you.
The colleges just handle it much differently than the pro. I mean, the pro, it's a business. It's a business. The Big Ten's a business, too, but they handled it much differently.
I want to be clear, again, because people will try to get me fired.
I don't care what those people say.
I know. I'm pro-vaccine. I got the vaccine. My wife got the vaccine.
Yeah, so did I.
But if someone doesn't want to get, that's their business.
Of course.
But in this situation, in the future, I suggest, and it's just, I'm just a guy, I suggest we stop testing people that have gotten the vaccine asymptomatically. Now, if you feel sick and you think, you know what, I might have something here, you want to get it, that's perfectly reasonable. But if you just keep testing guys, everyone, all the time, but of course they're going to pop positive. Right?
Have you talked to D. Smith about this?
No.
We should get him on the show.
I texted him.
He tried.
Him.
He tried to get him yesterday.
Oh, he did.
But, you know, D and I not necessarily see the eye to eye on this issue, I think. I don't think D and I necessarily see eye to eye on this.
Yeah. Well, there's a ton of people that don't.
Yeah, I know.
But it is what it is. Hopefully it doesn't come to that.
I know of example. Like, we saw what happened with John Rahm, right? And John Rahm handled it so, so well. But he had had COVID. He had one shot.
One, yeah.
And then he, you know, he had a molecule in his nose, so he technically tested positive. And then he lost that turn. They took him away from that tournament.
Right. 6-shot lead.
I know a guy, my buddy of mine, is a big volleyball fan, right? Mm-hmm. And I follow my daughter's volleyball
your buddy,
team.
Karch Karai.
No.
He's the only volleyball guy.
No, my buddy, he like plays volleyball. He follows like men's volleyball. He follows
Misty, what's her name?
Trainer.
Misty May Trainer.
Megan Trainer. I don't know.
No, Misty.
No, Megan Trainer's like a pop star.
Yeah, right. But there's a volleyball guy who had the vaccine. I'm not even sure if he had COVID, but he had the vaccine, fully vaccinated, you know, in March.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to the Olympics and he tested positive.
Out.
Completely asymptomatic. Dreams crushed.
Out. All of that work and practice.
Right.
All that work. Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Bradley Beal.
Bradley Beal, same
thing. He's not
going
to win a gold medal.
Bradley Beal, pretty sure, had COVID, had been vaccinated, mild, if not completely asymptomatic, and they can't go to the Olympics. Lifelong dream.
Out. I know.
I don't know why.
What are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
Okay, see. But again, let's just hope it doesn't come to that in the NFL, and they're going to play all the they playing 17 games?
17,
yeah. 17 games. I'm just confused on how many games they're going to play. But, yeah, hopefully it doesn't come to that, and they play. And college football, same thing. August 28th, the season starts. August 28th, college football. There are five games on. There's a Big Ten game on August 28th.
Love it.
Nebraska to Illinois.
Big.
By the way.
That's how close we are, my friend.
We're 2 weeks away from the Hall of Fame game.
I can't wait. Remember we were talking, maybe we should bring this in for another segment. Remember we were talking about the high school, the high schoolers and name, image, likeness, whatever.
Yeah.
We said it was only a matter of time. Kid signed yesterday, Mikey Williams. Signed a multi-million-dollar deal. High school. Junior.
Really?
Yes. Even though the National High School Federation said no. Well, they're trying to not.
Oh.
He's just doing it.
Who did he sign it with?
Can't remember. Multi-million-dollar. This kid, I follow this kid on Instagram. I followed him for like a year. He's a,
that's weird.
What sport is he playing?
Hoops. He's a hoops stud who's been ID'd since like, you know, ninth grade.
Yeah.
And he's a social media kid. So like he's just a huge sensation on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So he's worth millions.
Mm-hmm.
He signed his first deal. I'm telling you, you're going to have eighth graders signing NIL deals.
Yeah.
Don't forget, coming up a bit later on the show, it's 7:45. Hopefully the Junk's weekend parlay. This is the weekend that it hopefully hits. Doing that at 7:45, and John Feinstein joins us at 8.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the Olympics opening ceremony is either ongoing or about to start.
It already started.
From Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
And Valdez is doing shtick during the break, which we can't do on the air. But we can tell you what the top 10 most popular Olympic sports are among those who are interested in the 2020 right. Tokyo
These
Olympics.
Are the summer? I haven't looked at the
Summer
list.
Olympics.
So can I guess?
I was kind of surprised by what tops the list.
All right, hold on.
I think this sport is butt boring.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
And it's atop the list.
100 meters.
I mean, it's not that specific. It's
track. So it'd be track and field or swimming or.
Correct. Okay. That's the way it's broken down.
All right, so it's all right, so.
So are you saying track and field? Is that your guess?
No, not because that's a very broad.
Mm-hmm.
And you're surprised.
See, I would think.
Here's what I would think. I would think gymnastics, women's gymnastics, is super popular.
Okay, that is number two on this list.
All right, I think the 100 meters.
But it's not very specific. Yeah.
Is super popular.
That doesn't even make the top 10 of this list.
Track and field doesn't.
Track and field does not have a pulse on this list.
Well, I think that like Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky have made swimming.
Yeah.
Popular.
That's number one.
Yeah.
That is your number one.
Oh, and you're saying you're, you think it's very boring to watch.
Generally, I think swimming is pretty boring.
I am with you, unless when they have superstars, though. Like when you watch Katie Ledecky, and she's literally smoking everybody else by a minute.
But I also have a weird take on swimming, where I think if you spend enough time in the pool and you're genetically predisposed to be a like a decent swimmer, like you can become like a world class swimmer. Like it's you see what I'm saying?
Like, what do you mean genetically predisposed?
I think it's much harder to become one of the world's great basketball players than it is to become a great swimmer. I'm kind of a sailing swimmer.
No, I think you have to have an unbelievable amount of strength and endurance and technique to be a great swimmer.
But I think a lot of that comes from just time,
breathing
and,
technique.
Time in the pool.
Why? There's this all of these people.
Look,
hold on.
I'm just. Hold on a second.
You think that the people who finish last, the athletes who finish last in all these events, don't work their ass off?
No, I'm not,
that's all they do.
That's not what I'm saying.
You got.
You know, what are you saying? I want to clarify your position on swimming.
I'm saying.
I want Cakes' position on swimming.
I'm saying.
He's saying if you grow up in a pool and swim a lot, you're going to be a.
Let me tell you
something,
Cakes. My parents threw me in a pool when I was one, and I'm not some Olympic swimmer.
You have to be somewhat genetically predisposed, meaning you can't be like tiny. You have to have like a long angular body helps. Like you have to be
they weren't all, no, that's incorrect because they're not all like that.
Okay, I'm not saying
they're not all like that.
And again, this is a wackadoo theory of mine. It's a theory.
So what is
it
your
holds
so
no
you're saying that
whatsoever.
A lot of people, if they have the right build, could be swimmers?
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Correct.
If you're basically saying any tall guy could be a swimmer.
Pretty much. If he spends enough time in the pool, practices, and puts in the hours, I think that guy can become a swimmer. At a world-class level, much easier than he could become like Bradley Beal or LeBron James. I'm basically saying it's not that much of a skill.
Personally. All right, Janet Evans was 5'5". She won 4 golds.
Yeah. Okay.
Toss that theory out.
No, but I think he's generally right. Like,
toss it out.
No, because things have changed.
I want to know what other Olympic sports that Cakes disrespect.
Ooh, I disrespect? Well, I don't disrespect gymnastics. I certainly don't disrespect that. I think you have to be amazing, all around.
What about like a big fat like discus thrower? You know, this
what
like,
about a power lifter?
Power lifter, I probably hold in higher regard than a swimmer. I don't know whatever reason. I'm just anti swimmer.
You have very little regard Katie Ledecky's work ethic
her again, you're getting,
and her talent.
And her talent.
Yeah, that's
her
what
talent.
It is.
You have very little regard for Katie Ledecky's.
See, I think Katie Ledecky was born, came out of the womb to be a great swimmer.
Oh, I don't think so.
I do.
I think she had the genes to become that, but she had to work her ass
well,
off.
Well, of course. But right, I think that the greatest of the great are just born with it. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan was born with it. Babe Ruth was born with it. Katie Ledecky's born
with
it.
But Katie Ledecky probably also outworked.
Of course they have to work at it.
It's a combo.
Michael Phelps was born with it. Yeah. I'm not saying they don't work at it.
Yeah. All right, Cakes.
I just think that they're born with that ability.
You have a genetic base.
Correct.
No doubt.
What about rowing versus swimming?
Rowing versus swimming?
I disrespect rowing.
Hold on.
I'm going to say I disrespect rowing.
I was watching rowing last night.
If we're going to be disrespectful.
Those girls, I was watching the female athletes row 2,000 meters.
Okay.
Those girls were unbelievably jacked.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Of course they are.
Oh,
I mean,
they worked their asses off. They worked their asses off. But I don't think you have to be a genetic freak. That's where I might...
I'll give you a.
You got to be very athletic and strong.
You got to be strong.
Definitely strong.
A lot of time on the boat.
Yep.
Speaking of boats, I know you guys are going to disrespect this sport.
Cody wanted to get a boat at MGM National Harbor last night, but he couldn't.
No.
Couldn't
sailing.
Find one. Oh, disrespect! Total
my
disrespect.
I told you, my daughter's boyfriend is going to BC to sail.
He's a sailor.
I've got a full ride to Boston College on a sailing scholarship. What do you think about that?
How hoity-toity.
I'm not putting sailing in the swimming.
But I think it's a skill. Great, like you got
great
skill.
You
got
to
be wiry and
you got to move the jib.
I'm not saying it's not a skill.
Put powerboats in the Olympics. Put a real boat in the Olympics.
I'm excited.
Okay? This is stupid sailboats.
All I'm saying is swimming is harder, much harder.
You got to rely on the wind to get you from point A to point B? Stupid.
Yeah. I'd get a gold medal for docking.
I will never own a sailboat. Now, I'll probably never own any sort of boat, but I will never, ever own a sailboat. Rely on the wind.
By the way, Katie Ledecky, FanDuel's so great because they've got... They've got everything. Everything's on the board. It's unbelievable. But Katie Ledecky in the 400 meter, she's not the favorite.
No, she's a long distance one.
She's the favorite in the 800, and she's the favorite
1600.
1500.
Yeah.
Big time favorite in 1500.
I mean, the long distance ones, I mean, they're like, seriously, they're like a half an hour later when they finish.
It'll take her 20 minutes to finish. And she'll crush the field.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
For me, the skill to be a diver over a swimmer, it's not even
close.
Well,
those guys are, they're incredible.
The diving skill set, to me, is so much more impressive than hopping in a pool and swimming.
But you understand, you make it sound so easy. You understand how hard it is to be at that level?
I understand. Because there's a bunch of other...
How tired you are after swimming.
Because there's a bunch of other try-hard Toms that have been in the pool from age 4 up until age 20.
I mean, this girl, Katie Grimes, in the 800, she's got no shot at winning. She's a great swimmer. She's a long shot, but she's a great swimmer.
I'm not
she's just
she's
going
not
against
one
Ledecky.
That's the one that's 17.
I think she's very young.
Yeah.
Now, maybe in 4 years she'll be the favorite, but she's just a great swimmer.
You're very pro swimming. I'm anti.
No, I just respect and appreciate what they can do.
All right, Cakes. What about fencing? Do you respect fencing?
Disrespect.
Kind of disrespect it.
Disrespect.
I kind of disrespect fencing.
I mean,
Michael Steele would be so bitter.
The ultimate nerd sport. Yeah. I mean, I'm out on fencing. I think I could do it.
You think you could? Give you a silly foil. I think that's what it's called. Isn't that what it's called?
I could poke a dude.
You know, it's all hoity-toity.
I would get so pummeled
in
fencing.
The sailing guy, is that your daughter's boyfriend, the sailing guy? Yeah. Like, he's probably dabbled in fencing, I guess. Or like polo.
Why? Because it's a hoity-toity thing?
It's like a crusty rich guy thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably played polo. Locky's played water polo.
My son, with his rich friends, they go and play squash.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Okay. That's what happens when you send it to
squash.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I don't think anything about squash.
You know what I kind of disrespect? Now they're great athletes and everything, but playing 3-on-3 as an Olympic sport for hoops.
That is a sport?
That's it is this year.
The big three? Ice Cube got the big three?
basically, the big three is an Olympic sport.
Right.
Wait, but America didn't qualify.
Oh, they didn't?
Oh, we couldn't.
Yeah, the men's didn't. The women did.
How did the men's... 3-on-3?
Look up the roster. It is atrocious. I think 3 of the 4 are over 33 years old.
I mean, that's the best we can do there.
Well, here's the ultimate.
Well, just it reminds me of a pickup hoops.
Do you
at like Downs Park?
Yeah. You know what some guys have done? Legitimately done. They've picked up this sport, and 4 years later, like they're regular donks, like Cakes. Okay.
Like, could I pick up and 4 years later I'd be
selling? Cakes could do this if he wanted to.
What's the sport? What's the discipline?
Poker.
Poker is an Olympic sport. Let's do it.
This is this is documented to have happened. Okay? The winter sport of curling. There are guys that pick up curling and they sweep the ice, and 4 years later, they're in the Olympics.
Curling is knobs. Yeah. I know people over-talk about it.
No. Regular guys train for it.
Yeah.
And then they can get to the Olympics.
Yeah.
You
don't have to be athletic to do it.
No, I mean, I'm sure there's a skill to it.
There's a skill, but you don't have to be super athletic.
It's a skill you can acquire, and it doesn't have to be a lifelong pursuit.
You know what would be silly if they had in the Summer Olympics? Cornhole.
Cornhole's gaining legitimacy. I don't know if it'll be an Olympic sport, but...
The world champions or the national champions of cornhole are unbelievable. The girls are unbelievable.
I think I've seen them at Valdez's tailgate. Some people like cornhole. They're silly.
You know what's weird about cornhole? I don't know if you guys feel the same way. I feel like our generation kind of missed cornhole. It's a little bit more of a younger man's game. Like, when I was tailgating and going to College Park, in my 20s, we didn't really play cornhole.
No.
It's something that's gotten a lot more popular in the last drink
the beer.
But I've got a bunch of buddies who are in their 50s who are in cornhole leagues.
You play drink
and
your face off
Understood.
Until you couldn't see the game.
But you have to be in. Like, it missed our generation in terms of tailgating. Now, if you're still an active tailgater, you do it.
Yeah.
But, like, most of my tailgating was done in my 20s. We didn't do it. I went to a party the other day, and the adults were playing cornhole.
Mm-hmm.
And they got me to play, and I'm like, I kind of understand it, but it's not like I've played it a million times. It's not that hard.
Kind of understand it. You throw the beanbag.
Trying to get the ball back in the
hole. I don't quite understand the scoring. I did figure out, because, again, I've played cornhole maybe five times.
It's well, the scoring's a net, so
yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I did notice, like my buddy, he takes the what do you call the patty thing?
A bag.
The patty.
I don't play it. If I go to a tailgate, I drink. He takes the bag and he was just like palming it.
Yeah.
And then I noticed that the other guy that was a little bit sillier.
Yeah, he spins it.
Yeah. And he's a golf pro. He's athletic guy. He took it by the corner.
Yeah, he spins. That's how
I started doing
that's
that.
How the professionals do it.
And then my game went to another level.
Yeah, I don't play it that way. I actually I throw it like
you palm
a softball.
It?
Yeah, but
I don't think that's as good, especially when it's windy.
I'm like Steph Curry when it comes to
you
it.
You are.
Yeah. Me and my buddy went 12-0 in the last,
that's impressive.
Cookout that he had at his house. We just rolled the comp.
Pommeled them with
you
a
get,
B.
Hey, do you get Sice to do like $5 a game?
Yeah, we were wagering.
Yeah.
Fine. No, I don't really. I'm not that confident in my ability, but I did notice that seemed to be the winning technique. Now, I've watched it before on ESPN, but never really paid attention. Do most of the pros
they grab all it by spin
the
it.
Corner? They have 10,000 shots that they can do.
They all spin it.
Yeah.
You know what's great?
That seemed to be the technique.
Is that some of those rednecks hold their Yetis while they play too, because they're just so used to
the boozing.
Having a cup in their hand while they're throwing.
Do they look like NASCAR drivers? Are their shirts or their uniforms? Of course, 100
sponsors. Of course, they're all sponsored by like Johnson Brats and Bass Pro Shop.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah. I think our tailgates would have been a lot better. 30
Still
years
kind
ago.
Of fun to watch.
Probably so. Right.
You know what I was thinking about yesterday? You want to feel old? I graduated college. We all did, except for Lurch, of course.
I did not graduate.
92. I'm coming up on 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
30 years from when I graduated, Kate.
Yes, Richie.
30 years?
Yes.
I haven't lived in Norwich in like 30 years.
Correct.
And I'm going to ask you again, where'd the time go?
That I don't know. That is shocking.
Kicks, I'll keep asking you that question. You have no answer.
I can tell you where it's gone. Poof, off into the ether.
Oh, is that what it is? It just poofed away.
Yeah, it just poofs away. Right. You don't realize it. Every single day.
I'll buy that.
Yeah. Every single minute you're alive, you're getting closer to the end.
I know.
Think about that.
I don't like to think about that.
I don't like to think about it either, but I can't.
I thought
myself.
We had our morbid conversation yesterday.
No, it's going to spread all
By the way, USA plays France in their first Olympic hoops game, the men, and I was looking at the French roster. They've got about five or six NBA players. They got Rudy Gobert and Batum and all those guys.
Yeah.
Fournier. I mean, they got some good players.
Sure.
The U.S. is laying 12.
Ooh.
Now, remember, the U.S. didn't play well in the first couple exhibition games.
That's correct.
I don't know. I assume that Middleton and Holiday and all those guys got over there and Booker.
Yeah.
So they're ready to go.
I think you might take the Frenchies plus the 12.
I looked at the roster. They got some decent players.
Might be the play.
Batum, Fournier, Gobert.
I don't know. Might be pivoting on my Junkies Weekend Parlay pick. Maybe that's my pick. And we're going to do that coming
well,
up.
Well, if you take France, I'm taking the U.S.
Then you're going to fade me, as you should.
Do I have to have your friggin' parlay pick?
Yeah, yes. You better have your...
You better get it soon.
Well, no. I was telling Valdez this. I don't know what we're going to do about this.
Oh.
I'm not going to be in the state of Virginia the entire weekend because I'm going from D.C. to Maryland to the beach this weekend.
Okay.
So I don't know how we're going to do... How am I going
to
place
when
it?
When do we have not to get sure. the bet in by a certain... It depends on what our earliest
yeah, exactly.
game is.
Yeah, whenever. I mean, but I got to be in Virginia.
Where are you going?
Going to the beach.
All right, we'll figure out all of those logistics.
I'm going to Fausto's.
Yeah, of course
This
you
weekend?
You're
today.
Gonna get, you're
right,
going to get
the from right here.
Correct.
You're leaving from here.
Yes, and I'm going to visit some family in Oxford.
Oxford, MD.
I'm
Is
going
Teresa
to visit
going?
Toddy Waddy and Dr. Jack for a little bit.
Hey,
and then
Tom,
I'm going
throw
to the
that bushel of crabs in the back
Hold
of the
on.
Car.
Is your wife coming?
My wife is going to meet so me what? There.
She's going to meet you there. You have two cars.
Actually, correct, two cars.
Right. Right. Okay.
The wife and daughters are coming, meeting me in OC. I'm going to stop by in Oxford to see the family.
You're going
to
redneck it up.
And then I'm going to redneck it up. And then I'm going to Fausto it up on Saturday.
All right, so Junkies Weekend Parlay is coming up at 7:45.
I mean, we can give our picks, but well, I don't know how I'm going to place it.
Valdez lives in Virginia, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, he's not going to be there. He's going
the
to
thing.
The beach.
I'm going to the beach.
Everybody's, and believe me, I'm not just going to get.
Cody, where do you live?
I live in Virginia.
All right, but
I'm not giving Cody my password. No chance.
What? Yeah. Who cares?
I'm not doing that.
You don't trust Cody?
I'm not giving my password to anybody else
you don't
but
trust
myself.
Cody? Well, just Cody can put
just have
the
Cody,
on
Just have
on
Cody
his
sign up.
Oh, that's fine. You can do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, have Cody sign up and we'll give
do
him
Do you have an account
bucks.
On FanDuel yet?
No, I do not.
All right. See?
That's the biggest upset I've heard all week. He doesn't have a FanDuel
I would felt the account. That's why I don't have one.
Right.
Technically speaking,
I'll give him my password and my balance will be zero by Sunday.
Can Drab, what's Washington? Can you gamble from Washington State? We have to figure it because maybe Drab could just put it in for us.
I don't know if that's legal over there.
We'll figure it out. Technically speaking, IT complexity sucks, but Software AG Government Solutions has the answer. They have a proven track record of modernizing complex and incompatible systems into simple, manageable, scalable IT enterprises. Trusted by the U.S. government and technology leaders, Software AG enables mission-critical solutions with the experience, reliability, and urgency that no one else has. Complex IT simplified. Learn more at softwareaggov.com. That's softwareaggov.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fridays with Feinstein coming up at 8 a.m., but it's 7:45. That means it's time for the Junkies Weekend Parlay. It was so close last week. One pick away from hitting. Just one.
Who?
Valdez.
I think it was Valdez. That's right. Valdez's pick did not
hit. Well, hold on. There's more to it than me.
There is, but the problem is your first pick wouldn't have hit either.
I know. Your pick wouldn't have hit. Because I said, let's do that one instead.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. You're talking about Bryson to miss the cut.
Well, yes. That one didn't hit, but the correct. One that I made Eric take was the Wusthuizen to be second round leader.
That was my idea.
I know, but I know, but it wouldn't let us do it since it was the same sport, the same game.
Yeah. Right. It's kind of weird how FanDuel restricts that.
I sacrificed myself so that you you could be a hero.
No, I don't want to be a hero. But I only wished that you took more time.
We were up against the break.
I know.
It was tough, and I was scrambling. And
I know. I could just tell, though.
And I know how Rick Feinstein gets if you're not on time.
Right.
Well, he can deal.
But I have a silly.
You do? I don't like mine at all.
All right.
All right, let's get to it. Spin the wheel.
And by the way, we're including Cody Betts, correct?
Yes.
Sure.
And we're going to start off with Mookie/Cody Betts.
Ah, he's on the spot.
Okay, well, I've got my pick here. I'm going to go Nationals -1.5 against the Orioles.
Course, so does that mean pick. I can't do that game then?
Correct.
Because I was looking at that game.
And by the way, that was great. My pick, too. Look, I put it in right
Okay, there. Then I'll change mine.
No, you like it?
No. If you go first, you get first dibs.
I like it.
Just go for it.
Because Jorge Lopez is a big pile of poo for the Orioles.
Well, here, why?
And he's 2-12 with a 6 ERA. And the Orioles have lost 30 of 43 games up there at the warehouse.
Hey, you know what? Well, then why don't we put more cash on it and then just have less
picks? All right, Cody, tell me why you really like that.
Patrick Corbin on the mound. And the Orioles are awful.
Correct. I like the Nats money line. +110, by the way. It's right there. I don't know what I'm going to do now.
Yeah, I have no idea now.
I'm guessing it's not going to land on you next.
It can land on me. I don't care. I'm just looking at the – you know what? Today, 221, the Cubs are at home. Now, the Cubs have just been on a nosedive.
Okay.
All right? But they're playing the D-backs. I mean, do you know what the D-backs record is? Take a guess what the D-backs record is.
Give me the total number of games played.
They've played 98.
98. All right. I'm going to say they're Does this math work? 30-68?
Correct. You nailed it.
I did?
How did you nail that?
Baseball cake knows all. That's how.
And they're 11-38 away from home. The Cubs, again, they've pretty much died, and they're 9 games back, but they're 28-17 at Wrigley. I'm taking the Cubs. All right, hold on. Let me just give you the updated number here. Cubs. Now, here's the problem. They're -150. I don't care. Cubs money line -152.
There it
what
is.
Time's the game?
It's a 220 game.
We might be dicey getting it in.
It could be a little bit of a dice job, but that's my pick.
All right, spin the wheel. Spin.
Well, don't go to me.
All right, I'm not going to you.
Man,
Valdez
nothing.
Says he's got a silly. Talk to me.
All right, this might get us the biggest payday in Junkies parlay history.
All right, so that means it's not going to hit?
No, it's just a silly.
It's a mega long shot.
We're going to the Far East for the Olympics.
Okay.
All right. And for golf, my specialty, Sungjae Im to win the gold medal for South Korea. Ooh. You know why?
Oh, I think I know why you're picking. I think I know why you're picking this. I believe if a South Korean wins either a gold medal or any sort
this
of medal.
This is better than any green jacket you could dream of.
I think if a South Korean wins, it excludes them or precludes them from serving in the military
service. So if Sungjae Im wins a gold medal, he doesn't have to go fight for South Korea.
Right.
Basically what Se-moon Bae did in 2016.
He doesn't have to stare across the DMZ into North Korea and hope they don't invade.
He's playing for his life.
I like that angle, but this is what Valdez hadn't looked at. All right, in his last 7 tournaments, Sungjae Im went, sucka MC, 17-35, 35-47, playing like Cody Betts.
Well, he did skip the British Open to go over and practice beforehand.
Okay.
This tournament means a lot.
It does.
It means his life.
So he has to win.
He's got to win gold.
Win gold medal.
And tell him what the odds are.
31-1.
Yeah. It's +3100. All right.
Let's hope it hits.
I put it in. Spin it.
Spin the wheel.
Well, now I don't care about my pick anymore.
Now you just punt it away.
Yeah.
Also, Siwoo Kim, sprinkle a little on him too. To hedge yourself.
All right, KC, talk to me.
All right, I had a little birdie in my ear talking some Olympic hoops.
Okay.
This birdie told me to take Spain laying nearly 20, laying 19.5 against
they're playing Japan.
Against the host country. But I'm fading that little birdie in my ear.
I'm going
to take the Japan national team. Now, it gives me a little bit of pause that they have a 5'6 point guard. Okay, that hurts a little bit. But they do have 2 NBAers in Rui. And is it Yuta Watanabe, who plays for the Raptors?
Never heard of him.
Okay, so they've got 2 NBAers.
From GW.
From GW.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He played for Lonergan.
Oh, that's right.
They're clearly not going to win, but I think they're going to hang within 19.5.
Where was he playing this past year?
The Raptors.
That's
and he actually got some playing time. So I'm going to take the undermanned Japanese team against a heavy favorite in Spain just to hang within basically 20 points.
All right, so you're taking them +19.5.
That's correct.
Okay. They're minus 115 on the plus 19.5. All right. All right, Bickle, you're last.
All right, can I do one of these money line / total runs parlay picks and put it in there?
You mean a same game parlay?
I don't know. So like in other words,
I think I know what you're talking about.
Can I take
Just let me know, and
the over 8.5 runs? That's plus 250 versus right. The Red. I got Garrett Cole on the mound today. Let's go.
No spider tack.
Let's go.
It's gonna give up a ton of runs.
Over the 8.5 in the Yankees, that's plus 250.
All right, hang on. Let me find it.
See if that works. Can you put it in?
In Fenway.
Yeah, at Boston.
Right, so I got to go to more wagers.
See if that works.
I got to find the same game parlay. Same game parlay.
It's just under popular. Yeah.
I know, but you got to go to the same game parlay link to put it in.
Can you put a parlay in a parlay?
So hold on. You like
it might not work.
You like the Yankees
and the
money
over
line.
8.5.
And the over 8.5.
Yes. Money line, total runs, parlay.
Hold on.
If that'll let me.
I got it. If you go to more wagers, you'll get it. It's plus 250.
Yeah. Will it work? If it works,
yes, I have everything loaded in right now.
So it loaded up? If it takes it, I want that. If it doesn't, I'll just take the Yankees on the money line.
It takes it.
All right. Okay. Punch it in because I'm not.
Okay. Cakes, drum roll.
I've got that right here.
All right. So $5.
Got them all in there?
Got them all in there. So Nats on the run line, minus 1.5. Sungjae Im to win the gold. Golf. Cubs money line. Was it Japan plus 19.5? And then what was yours?
EB's parlay.
Yeah, $5 pays $3,654.93.
That is the biggest payout we've seen.
That is a mega. That's a big one.
Why don't we put $15 on it?
Nah, I'm fine with that.
Get sized. We paid about 10
G's. By the way, Jason, is your account hemorrhaging because nobody ever pays you weekly for
No, FanDuel hooks him.
Oh,
FanDuel does credit me.
You have a sugar daddy.
Yeah, but they still should pay me.
They probably should.
I mean, these donkeys should pay me $1 a week.
You're probably right.
They're just too cheap.
Should probably help you out.
I'm losing enough on my Venmo just the dumb majors picks every right. 2 weeks.
You got to ship the chips.
So hold on. So five pays 36 hunge.
That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
It's not going to hit. He's picked up.
Sungjae's been playing like a 12 handicap. He ain't going to win.
Right. Is JT over there? He's playing okay. Who's the favorite?
I think Morikawa's like 10-1.
Oh, he's the favorite?
All right. So we can all bond together and root for the Junkies weekend parlay to finally hit.
I'll tell you all this
weekend. Coming up next, John Feinstein joins us for Fridays with Feinstein here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.